for baccalaureate completion degree programs, both on campus and online, so that, as former President Eikenberry said to me, this most important goal of Global Campus is not left to chance under Global Campus 2.0. And I have recommended that the trustees require an expedited but careful review by the campuses of Global Campus resources, human and otherwise, to ensure that the expertise we have assembled in online education is put to the best possible use going forward. The resolution before the board today reflects the points I have covered here. Now, the board may want to act on this resolution today, but alternatively, you may wish to see the campus's program plans in the next several months and then consider a resolution. Let me finish by again expressing my deep appreciation for the board's understanding that our mission as a university is not exclusivity. Rather, in line with our land-grant roots, our mission is quality, access, and affordability. From the outset, Global Campus's purpose has been to extend that mission. My colleagues and I invite your comments and questions.
Are there any comments? Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, is this the presentation of the item, or is this the, or is that?
It's up to the board. It's up to the chairman.
Well, let's, you know, we can discuss it right now. This is as good time as it is. Trustee McFall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that this is a perfect example of how the administration and the faculty have come together to really work for the students and to find the best solution. Coming from the campus that has 1,300 solely online students right now, this is the best option for Global Campus, in my opinion, and in the opinion of, I believe, the faculty. They'll correct me if I'm wrong, the faculty at UIS. It really does show that collaboration is the best way to address a problem and to find a solution. And I'd also commend the faculty. So many times when there's opposition to an issue, there's no solutions being given by the opposition. And so this really does do the best of both worlds for the students, for the faculty, and for the administration. So I'm strongly in support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Schmidt?
There were three things that arose from my discussion with the president. I'd just like to surface them for the board to think about. One, we're talking in terms of baccalaureate completion. Is the market going to drive which baccalaureates we're going to focus on? Number one. Number two, given that, there has to be certain drivers of the course preparation. How is that going to happen? Who's going to sit down and say, okay, we want to pursue baccalaureates in history, and we need to have the following 16 courses prepared. How is that driven? And thirdly, since we're talking about baccalaureate completion, what we need to ensure is that the students who are doing the preliminary courses, for instance, again, in history, if you're doing history 103, 4, and 21 and 22 at a community college, is that course content sufficient to prepare you to do upper level courses at the Global Campus? That involves another mission for us in standardization of the academics of the community colleges. I think those are all three things we have to think about.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Bruce?
Yeah, actually, Dr. Schmidt, I think I have some response to that last comment that you made. First of all, President White, you know, I, for one, speaking for myself, would embrace the idea of postponing any decision today with respect to Global Campus for the following reasons. I've got two concerns generally about Global Campus. First and foremost is I've got concern about the management decisions that have been made with respect to Global Campus to date. I am concerned about furthering facilitating those concerns that have arisen since Global Campus has been started. Secondly, I've got a more substantive concern, and this may be something that we can come back to at a subsequent board meeting. First of all, the concept of working with community colleges is not a new concept with online education. There's apparently a concept in academics here in Illinois called two and two, and that's been alive and well for some time. And to answer your point, Ken, I do not profess to be an expert in online education, but it's my understanding there are what's called AIA guidelines, which is in all community colleges and universities got together in this state, and I think we participated in a statewide initiative called the Illinois Articulation Initiative, which set forth guidelines, which I think goes to your point. I'm not sure, Ken, I don't know, but I know that's out there. So I guess the point is, and my question to the administration, which is an open-ended question, which I don't think would be addressed at the board table today, is what is it in this reiteration of Global Campus, assuming we can get over the management concerns, what is it that the 2.0 is going to address in light of the fact we've already got the 2+2 initiative, we've got the AIA, these guidelines are out there. What is it that Global Campus, because UIS has already got a great online education program. I mean, they've done an excellent job. So I'm just putting that out there as a question. Before we add more administrative costs to the university in these very difficult times, what is it that we're attempting to accomplish that's not already out there? So those are my thoughts.
Any other comment? Trustee Montgomery?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm a great believer in moving ahead on this Global Campus initiative for the reasons that President White has asserted. And moreover, I think that the faculty, the Senate, and the administration should be commended for having taken an initiative to work together toward this goal. And I think that the Senate's proposal is an excellent one. I think it uses existing resources within the three campuses, and it also provides opportunities for a Global Campus opportunity for people who now cannot afford to get a college education. The problems that relate to interacting between junior colleges and getting a baccalaureate degree are problems that our sophisticated faculty and administrators can certainly figure out. More importantly, we have several hundred students in the program right now. We cannot do anything to interrupt the progress that these people are making. I was privileged to get from staff this month a couple of letters from a couple of students who were commending the ability of the Global Campus to provide them with opportunities to get advanced degrees, and commending the fact that some of the staff of the Global Campus were acting as counselors to them and guiding them through that process. I think we need to really come together and not delay this process, but pass this resolution and proceed to have the cooperation that is developed between faculty and administration to proceed.
Trustee McCree.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for President White. In the resolution that is under consideration today, we talk about a plan that is going to be given to the board for approval by January 1st of 2010. Correct?
At the latest.
At the latest. Mm-hmm. What happens between now and then to these several hundred students that are currently in the program, registered with Global Campus, and do these two programs go together in parallel, or do we continue on with current Global Campus until the other merges?
May I answer?
Yes, please.
The current programs with their students will all continue without interruption and with full support in the months ahead. We are committed to those programs. We are committed to those students. Every one of those programs is owned by an academic unit of the University of Illinois and is being offered in partnership with Global Campus staff. I have personally expressed assurance to students who have written me with their concerns that they've made a good choice, that they're going to continue to get a fine education, that the counseling they have come to depend on will continue. So all that is going to continue.
We're also planning on bringing on some more programs for the fall. Maybe
there is one program scheduled for a September launch. which has, like the other partnership programs, an academic home of the University of Illinois, and that will launch. We do not intend, however, to launch any unaccredited programs, meaning we do not intend to launch any programs on global campuses initiatives which would not have the accreditation of an academic unit of the University of Illinois.
We should get this report sometime before the end of the year. Obviously, it doesn't seem that something can be implemented on January 1 of 2010. There will have to be some sort of transition period into GC 2.0, correct?
That is correct, although the task force report says that it recommends a transition period from now until the 1st of January with full implementation of GC 2.0 effective on the 1st of January. So that's why I said earlier when you asked, will the plan be forthcoming at the end of the year? My answer is the plan will be forthcoming much earlier than the end of the year. I certainly think that we ought to have a plan to present to this board at the September board meeting. And I believe the chancellors and I are all in agreement that that can and will happen. And then that gives us a four-month period of time, a three-and-a-half-month period of time to ensure we're ready to go on January 1.
Mr. Chairman, may I go back? I'm not quite the order. My other colleagues are here. Two things. I want to drive the point that this work product over the next several months has to show us how and when and what are the drivers to develop the courses. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? That there has to be an actual program. Yes. This is how we're going to develop these courses so they're ready. The second thing is, in response to Devin's comments about the relationship between the junior colleges and the university, I think there's a golden opportunity for the University of Illinois here, and not an obstacle. And the opportunity is that all the community colleges should know that if you're going to enroll in our BS completion program and you want to take course levels in 300s, your students must have the following preparation to take our courses, so that every step of the educational process means something as we go along. In other words, I don't want to see mathematics 106 and 7 from Oakton Community College meaning something different than Greenville Community College. We have to have a standardized approach.
I think there are guidelines to that effect. I mean, the whole concept of melding community colleges with the University of Illinois and online education, other states, I mean, this is a concept that long predates today's board. I mean, this has been going on before Global Campus even was thought about. So that, I mean, I think there's been, so that's what I'm saying is, what are we doing more beyond that? But I'd like to know the answer to that. Maybe the administration could provide that.
Okay,
Mr.
Let's give a preference to Trustee McMillan.
Thank you. I just provide support to Trustee Montgomery's recommendation for going forward. As I read the resolution, it's saying to pass this back to the chancellors to bring forward to us and your point of the September meeting for a total package that we can review and to take into consideration the issues that have been brought forward. So I totally support moving forward with the resolution, with the understanding that they're bringing back to us a recommendation in September.
Okay.
You can feel yes.
Dr. Carroll?
I just want to add that in our discussion at the last board meeting, I think that we've made great progress, and I want to commend the faculty and the task force that came together to design a process by which we can move forward. And I think that the particular process that was selected, and we discussed, I'm sure that almost every trustee did individually to bring about their concerns. We had an opportunity to read it and to review what the steps, next steps would be. I don't see that the hesitation was around the purpose and the need for a global campus. I felt that the discussion was around the inclusionary clause and how it would be done professionally. I think that what I read in the synopsis was that the global campus will be headed differently than the original management of it.